it's Ryan O'Hearn, and welcome to Clubhouse Conversation.
They come from all corners of the world, and they descend on towns everywhere. Burlington, North Carolina, Idaho Falls, Idaho, Lexington, Kentucky, Wilmington, Delaware, Springdale, Arkansas, Papillion, Nebraska, and Kansas City, Missouri. What do all these men have in common? They work together to win. It's time to talk to another Royal on Clubhouse Conversation.
And here we are kicking off the 2018 interviews on Clubhouse Conversation. It's Davo, and this is the place where we talk to all your favorite current and former Royals players. And today it's a current one who's knocking on the door to KC. He'll never say that, but I'll say that. Ryan O'Hearn joins us today from Omaha on their day off here on Clubhouse Conversation. This will be the fourth time we've been joined by Ryan O'Hearn on Clubhouse Conversation. Of course, the first one was the day after he was drafted in 2014. We were lucky enough to have his first interview back in the day. And since then, you know all about Ryan O'Hearn. He was the Pioneer League MVP back in 14 with Idaho Falls the last three seasons. In his first three full seasons, he's been averaging 24 home runs per summer. Was kind of a legend, him and Frank Schwindel. This spring, the way they tore the cover off the ball together, especially the last couple of weeks of the spring in Big League camp, both him and Schwindel are in Omaha along with Hunter Dozier. We'll talk about those guys all here as Ryan O'Hearn joins us on Clubhouse Conversation. Now, an off day today for Omaha here on Friday, April the 8th, 2018. They opened up with a doubleheader for opening day since today was going to be so frigid in Omaha. They are proactive there. So a tip of the cap to the Omaha Club for getting that game in and doing that. And, nice little day off. What else would you want to do but talk to Clubhouse Conversation, right, as Ryan O'Hearn joins us right now. Ryan, first of all, good to talk to you again. How's everything going with you?
Everything's good. Just kind of getting settled in Omaha. Getting these. Obviously, the weather is not ideal right now, but other than that, everything is great.
Yeah, you guys had a doubleheader last night for opening day. That's got to be kind of an odd thing, right?
It was different, and especially since it started at 6:30. So we didn't even. I didn't get home until after midnight.
Nice. I love it though, man. Early season baseball at its finest. Well. This is the fourth time we've had you on now. Can you believe that? Four different times. Can you remember the first time the day after you got drafted when that weird radio guy from KC, me, contacted you? Can you remember that? Like it was just yesterday or is it just me? It seems like it was like a week ago.
Yeah, we've come a long way since then. I remember that.
Yeah.
That was, 4 years ago?
4 years ago. Pioneer League MVP in Wilmington and Arkansas, and here we are in Omaha knocking on the big league door. So it's exciting to see that, and I just want to let you know, too, man, that the last two times you've been on with me, you did hit a home run your next game. So I guess, a warning to Colorado Springs tomorrow night, hopefully.
That would be nice. That sounds good to me.
Yeah. All right, so before we talk about last year and spring training and all that good stuff, so last time we spoke, you were living with Corey Toops, and you guys had a ping pong table in the living room. And now, is that thing in Omaha, has that made the trip to, the Nebraska?
What's funny is I'm rooming with Salmont right now, and there's been a lot of discussions about adding a ping pong table.
Mm-hmm.
They actually have room. Today's a good day for it. We were actually talking about maybe going picking one up today.
Really? So does he play too then?
Yeah. All the guys play. There's a bunch of guys that live in Kim Apartment Complex, so I'm a big ping pong guy. I like to get I think it helps with the hand eye coordination. It's fun. I don't know. Just a good game.
Well, I'm all about some ping pong. That and badminton. Have you ever played badminton? That's my favorite game.
I've never played badminton.
Oh, dude, you'd be hooked. It's fun. It's fun.
Is it?
You hit the little shuttlecock back and forth, hand eye, and you get a little more cardio in it. Yeah, it's good stuff. So.
Oh, that's like volleyball with some rackets,
yeah,
right?
Right, exactly.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So one of these days, see if you can try it. See if your local gym has it. They got the racquetball. It's time to step it up a notch.
All right.
What else are you doing for fun these days, away from the field?
Nothing really. As far as off-season went, it was pretty focused off-season. I didn't really go on vacation or do anything special. I mean, it was pretty much work on, in the gym, diet, and getting ready for the season. So, it was still enjoyable. I think that was a big reason why I had a successful spring. And I was pretty low-key off the field, but I think that's unnecessary at this point in my career.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you had a very nice year last year, obviously. I'm sure it was a fun year for you. You spent the majority of it at Omaha. But then in August, the Royals had some guys needing some at-bats that were on rehab assignments and all that. I thought it was cool J.J. Piccolo gave you the choice of either staying in Omaha, playing a little less while guys got their ABs, or going back to Arkansas and playing every day. So, you know, you chose Arkansas. How much respect did you have for J.J. coming to you like that? And then how tough of a choice was that for you?
Well, I mean, J.J. is, you know, he's first-class, top-notch guy, and he's nothing but honest. Him and I have always had a good relationship. So when he called me into the office and, you know, gave me the option, it was tough. I had to, you know, kind of swallow my pride and be like, okay, I need to go down and take the at-bats. It's tough when, you know, when you're with a team all year long and you're hitting, you know, 3, 4, 5 hole and, you know, you have decent numbers. They didn't have great numbers by any means. They had okay numbers. And you know what? There's, what, 2.5, 3 weeks left in the season, and it, you know, would have been pretty easy just to be like, you know what, I'm going to play 2 or 3 times a week at the end here and just kind of call it a season and, you know, just not go through the whole hassle of getting called, you know, driving to Arkansas, getting called down. But, I mean, and then the competitive side of you is like, you know, well, I want to go get some at-bats, you know, playing in the playoffs. You know, it's not the Major League playoffs, but the Texas League playoffs are still playoffs, and it's still fun. But, yeah, it was a tough decision. It wasn't easy just because, you know, the pride thing. And, you know, even when they tell you it's not a demotion, it sure does feel like a demotion. So you just kind of have to forget about that. And I just went down there and I told Van, say, I want to win this thing. And, you know, I enjoyed playing in the playoffs with that group of guys.
Yeah, you can winning never gets old, I guess, at any level. Obviously this spring you turned some heads as well, and the Royals signed another terrific left-handed hitting first baseman like yourself in Lucas Duda. Were you able to talk with Lucas and learn a lot from him?
Yeah, Duda's a man. He's, you know, very soft-spoken, but he's one of those guys that, you know, when he does talk, when he has something to say, it's always, you know, important. You mean a guy that you want to listen to, so... you know, he's got a lot of major league experience and obviously great, you know, left-handed power. And, so he's definitely a guy that I was paying attention to and, got to spend some time around. But, you know, and as far as, you know, at the beginning of camp, when we got there, it really seemed like there was, you know, maybe an outside possibility of breaking with the team. And then they signed him. But, you know, 1-year deal. So, Doge and I and Frank, we're, you know, just kind of like, okay, well, you know, we still got this chunk of time to, you know, show what we got. And it's not like they signed, you know, a guy who had a 5-6-year deal. So it ended up working out for us. It kind of, you know, the three of us kind of got to relax a little bit and not worry so much about where we were going or if we were going to make the team, but more so just learning and trying to get better every day. And the camp ended up being, you know, really enjoyable for me.
Yeah, and you've always got the DH spot, luckily, too, being in the American League club. Plus, of course, you've played some outfield the last couple of years. So where are we at with that? Is that still something you might do this year, play some outfield? And do you feel pretty much as comfortable in the outfield as you do at first base?
That is actually a big thing this year for me. For multiple, you know, front office people and coaches, that's going to be one of the things that playing – in the outfield, you know, I don't know, either left or right, I don't know, probably 2 or 3 times a week. You know, that way we can get Doge some time at first base, Frank at first base, you know, kind of a 3-man rotation. So, but yeah, no, I'm really, really comfortable with playing the outfield. I think it's just another avenue for me to possibly get to the big leagues. And, you know, if I can show the front office and the coaches that, you know, I can handle it out there, and I'm athletic enough to play out there, which I really believe I am. But, you know, over the past couple of years, I've kind of just gotten thrown out there at the end of the year. You know, in the outfield is fun, but it's tough when it's like, you know, you haven't been taking reps in BP, you know, you haven't seen a fly ball ever, and then they just throw you out there. And, I felt like I've held my own and done well. So this year I'll be a little bit more prepared. You know, I do outfield drills, throwing the bases, taking fly balls in batting practice. So, yeah, I think you know, hopefully I'll get out there in the next couple of days and get my first game out there. But, yeah, I like the outfield. I think it's, like I said, it's important to be able to show them that, you know, there's multiple ways to get my bat in the lineup.
Did you play outfield at all growing up, or were you always on the infield?
No, see, I was in college, I played both. I think my freshman year I played first. My sophomore year I played, like, mostly outfield. And then my junior year was kind of a mix of the two. So, and then in high school I played strictly outfield too.
Did you ever pitch back in the day?
Oh yeah, not very good. But
there you go. Well, all right, fair enough. It seems like all big league or you know Triple A big league guys always had some stint at pitching. They like to talk about. So that's cool. Speaking of Omaha, I'm sure you're excited about this season being back there. I got to ask about the zoo. Have you checked? I'm sure you've checked out the zoo by now, right?
No, I've never been to the zoo.
What?
I drive by it every day.
Oh, goodness. Well, you drive by it every day. Where do you live in a way out there?
Yeah, we live downtown.
Oh, wow. That's a little hike out to Papillion, isn't it? 20 minutes, maybe?
It's like 20 minutes.
I guess that's not bad. I guess I drive 30 every day, so I don't know what I'm talking about. Well, very, very cool. Well, you got to check that out one of these days, man. Now, hopefully, like I said, knocking on the door, I think, this year, hopefully we'll see your big league debut, knock on wood, at some point this year. Does that seem pretty surreal to you? I mean, going back, I mean, think about the day you were drafted and we talked the next day. I mean, is it kind of just like, oh, my gosh, I'm almost there? Does it even seem real right now?
Yeah, I mean, well, I think I had more of a, like, oh, my gosh, like, feel last year because, you know, my first year in AAA. I think now, you know, I'm it's more like I feel like I'm getting ready. Like, I think I, it's more from a mental standpoint, it's more of I'm prepared. Like, I'm, you know, I'm excited, I'm ready to go. Whereas last year was almost like, oh my gosh, like, that, you know, it's here. But I mean, yeah, it's exciting. There's a lot, you know, a lot of years of hard work and, you know, pretty much just dedicated my life since, you know, I was a kid, you know, trying to achieve this goal. So the fact that it's here is definitely, you know, exciting. So I think, you know, if it happens this year, then dream come true. But, I'm, you know, I'm not trying to worry too much on, you know, when it's going to happen or, you know, if it's going to happen. It's more, you know, I'm just trying to focus on, you know, where I'm at, keep my head down, keep pedaling, keep, you know, playing hard every day. Because, you know, in the past, when I've tried to look too far to the future, you know, I've gotten myself into some trouble. So, you know, just trying to take it a day at a time.
I think I heard, I've known him since I was 15. I think I heard of Mike Sweeney, keep pedaling, isn't it? Is that where you got that from, the keep pedaling?
Oh, yeah. That's the words of wisdom from the man, Mike Sweeney.
The Sweeney dog. He's the man. Isn't he the best person you've ever met?
He is one of my favorite guys.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Like, in baseball or out of baseball, he's, like, one of the genuinely most nicest dudes.
Period.
That there
he's
is.
The man.
Yeah. Well, one other question. I don't want to put the cart before the horse too much here, but, you know, if and when that big league call comes, I mean, do you and your family have a contingency plan? I mean, are they set to hop on an airplane wherever you might go? Because that's going to happen quick. How many people do you imagine might be there if and when that time comes?
You know, we haven't really talked about it. I think it's kind of understood that they're going to be there.
Right.
But I mean,
it'll probably be Toronto, right?
Yeah, I mean, one of them
probably won't have a passport. It'll be Toronto or something, right? With your luck, right?
I think they have passports. My sister is a flight attendant, so I feel like she's got the inside track on. She can just hop on a flight. I think she can get a flight from my brother too. So, you know, if my mom, dad, brother, and sister were there, that'd be awesome.
Awesome. Well, I want to ask you about a few of your teammates. First of all, you and Frank Schwindel and Hunter Dozier, obviously you three always mentioned in the same breath. And Schwindel, in general, we don't hear a lot about him. He's kind of like not a real public guy. Doesn't do a lot of interviews or anything. So kind of tell us what Frank's like and how much fun it is playing with him.
Well, Frank's a man. He's you know, he's obviously unbelievable talent. I mean, the guy can just flat out hit. And he's been consistent throughout his whole career. You know, I've had people ask me, like, what's it like playing with Frank? Because I guess we're, you know, competing with each other or whatever. But, you know, when you play with a guy and becomes one of your best friends, him and Dozier both for years, you know, you get used to it. It's not like, you know, I would never, like, pull for anything but good things for Frank. You know what I mean? Because, you know, we're buddies. And on top of that, we've always kind of pushed each other. Whenever Frank's playing well, it's like, you know, for whatever reason, I'll play well, and we just kind of go back and forth. So, that part of it has always been fun. But Frank is, you know, unbelievable guy. He's hilarious. If you ever get a chance to interview him, he's really funny. You know, great teammate. And, you know, it's been a pleasure to be able to play with him and Doge both. This is the first time, I think, for like an extended period of time that the three of us have got to hit in the same lineup, back to back to back. So I'm, you know, excited about that. I know last night wasn't a good night for the bats, but I think that we'll be all right here.
Yeah,
you faced
some stud pitching last night. You faced some stud pitching, some big league guys last night. So that was a tough game for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, first day, we would have liked to, you know, hit a little bit better, but it happened. So moving on, we got two more games tomorrow.
There you go. Now, speaking of Frank, anybody that goes to Omaha games, I love sitting behind home plate there with all the scouts and talking to him. But then the guy, I like Frank. Me too. That classic guy.
Yeah, me too.
Who is that? That guy is the man. Have you talked to that guy, and does he have a cheer for you?
No, I never talked to him. He's a stirrup of the storm guy. So he did the whole hip hip or hey thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would hit behind Solaire a lot of the year last year, and Solaire hit a home run or something. And throughout my whole at bat, I'm listening to hip hip or hey. I'm like, gosh, dang it!
I love that guy.
He doesn't have a cheer for me, but I hope he figures one out soon.
I think he cheers through the Sunny Delight little like for his little megaphone. It's amazing. If you've never gone to an Omaha game, people listening, make sure you sit behind home plate. That guy is awesome. I don't even know his name, but he's great. So
guy's on another level.
So we talked about Hunter Dozier, who we talked to here, you know, on Clubhouse Conversation, and also Frank Schwindel. Give me a couple guys in the system, you know, that people don't talk about enough. Are there some guys that have kind of opened your eyes, or some teammates you've had throughout the years that you feel like don't get the love they deserve?
Well, I mean, I feel like all the guys that I played with and buddies with do get a lot of love. You know?
True.
I mean, I'm rooming with Stalmont here. He gets a lot of love, I think. Coops, I think Coops is going to have a big comeback year. You know, he scuffled a little bit last year, and he's kind of dealing with some injuries, but, you know, he's, you know, I know him better than anyone, and he's going to persevere, and he's going to have a big year, I feel like. Let's see. Deanie.
Yeah.
I think Deanie could have a big year. This is his first time in AAA, but, I mean, he's, you know, really good defensive catcher. He can hit, and, you know, he's really tough, one of the toughest guys I've been around. So I think Deanie is possibly going to have a big year.
Yeah, we got a lot of good catchers in the system. That's one of the best things about the system right now. I love all those guys. Well, before we let you go, man, 10 quick questions. I got 10 rapid fire questions. Are you ready for these to close
it
out?
Let's hear it.
Here we go. Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Are there any cat lovers in the system? Because I do love cats.
Do you? I don't hate cats. I love every dog.
You know, because we know Zach Greinke loves his cats. He takes them on the road with him and stuff. Sometimes is there anybody you've played with that has had a cat? Bubba Starling has a cat, doesn't he?
Bubba has a cat, yeah. Bubba has a lot of cats.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go. That's one of my new favorite players by default then. So, favorite singer or band?
I like, let's just go all country music.
Okay. Favorite baseball movie?
Bull Durham.
Best sports video game?
I just got it. UFC 3.
Oh,
Conor
nice.
McGregor.
I need to get that. Best place to have dinner in Omaha? Okay. Best player in NBA history?
Oh, see, this is tough. I'm going to say LeBron.
Really? Over Jordan? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. MLB hitter you study the most?
Currently or of all time?
Both.
Okay, I get a kind of a weird one. Growing up, I was a big Josh Hamilton fan. So
okay.
I used to try to hit like him
okay.
when I was a kid. Currently, you know, I always watch Haas, Gallo. Okay. I like to watch his swing.
Oh, yeah, man. Man, that guy hits the ball a mile.
Yeah. That's probably those two.
Thing you want to improve on the most this year?
Moose. I'm going to throw Moose in there, too.
Okay.
What's that?
Thing you want to improve on the most this year?
Just being consistent. Consistency. that's probably the main thing. Last year was a lot of hot and cold. If I can minimize those slumps or those cold periods as much as possible, then I think we'll be in good shape.
Favorite baseball card of yourself?
I mean, they're all pretty cool. The latest one from Topps is pretty legit.
And the last one, most random place you've ever been asked for an autograph. Have you ever been anywhere random, like a hotel or something, and somebody asked you or anything?
No. I don't think so.
Not yet.
Not yet.
It's coming. Just wait. Yeah. Well, thanks so much, as always, man, for joining us here in Clubhouse Conversation. Look forward, to the 2018 baseball season, both for the Chasers and the Royals organization and you, of course, individually. And hopefully we'll be talking to you and seeing you up here at some point this summer, man. We'll be pulling for you.
All right, Dave. Sounds good. Thanks for having me.